This is Wade Rathbury with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Only 12% of the Spanish trust their institutions. 28 people were executed in the U.S. in 2015, fewest since 1991. 49 people were sentenced to death in 2015, the lowest in U.S. history. 1% of U.S. population is Muslim, but 10% of U.S. doctors are Muslim. Moabit Health is a volunteer organization in Berlin that provides migrants with food, clothes, and other needs. In school districts across the country, urban, suburban, and rural, the number of students earning high school diplomas has risen to historic peaks. Yet, measures of academic readiness for college or jobs are much lower. This has led educators to question the real value of a high school education, but the graduation requirements are too easy. Citigroup is adopting an open plan layout in its new headquarters tower in Manhattan, where no one, not even CEOs, will have a door. Most employees won't even get their own desk. Inpatient joint replacement surgeries covered by Medicare rose 42.6% at the hospitals from 2008 to 2013, far outpacing the growth of those services at general hospitals. The trend reflects financial incentives built into the way Medicare pays the nation's roughly 1,300 critical access hospitals, generally located facilities with 25 or fewer beds, experts say, but it has troubling implications for patient safety. The average critical access hospital performing inpatient joint replacements in 2013 did about 26 that year, compared to about 132 at general hospitals. Hospitals doing more than 100 procedures a year have the lowest risk. The South Carolina Confederate Relic Room and Military Museum wants to put a price tag of between $3.5 and $5 million on displaying the Confederate battle flag moved amid controversy in front of the state capitol of South Carolina. Congressional Republicans continue to battle Obamacare, but Republican state governors are conflicted. Arizona, Arkansas, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Nevada, and Ohio, Republican governors have expanded Medicaid under the health care law or defended past expansions. In South Dakota, Tennessee, and Utah, Republican governors are pressing for wider Medicaid coverage. Alabama is reevaluating. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathbury. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.